It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. While no burn bans are in effect, officials are advising extreme caution with any open burning or controlled burns. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office and Bremer County Emergency Management Agency reported a total of 7 controlled burns Wednesday afternoon that got out of control, about a half dozen of them within about an hour's time. Various fire departments were kept busy trying to extinguish the fires. BCSO said in a Facebook post, quote, "We understand with the warmer temperatures, people are getting spring fever, but please use common sense and don't burn when it's windy. You are responsible for any damage, including utilities and the right of ways," end quote. Bremer County EMA reminds residents that Bremer County is still in a moderate drought level. Much of the region has been rated in moderate drought or at best abnormally dry for at least the past month. The Marble Rock Fire Department says they were out Wednesday afternoon for a small field fire. No injuries or damages were reported. MRFD said in a Facebook post, quote, "It is very, very dry out there, folks. It takes almost nothing for vegetation to burn and fire to spread right now. Not something we usually have to think about this time of year. Please be safe if you're doing any outdoor burning," end quote. The Rockford Fire Department assisted MRFD and said, quote, "Open burning is not advised, recommended, or wise. It is very dry. Think before you strike that match. Each call removes a volunteer firefighter from work, costs taxpayers dollars, and elevates the possibility of injury to those volunteering to protect our communities. Cooperation would be appreciated," end quote. For the fifth straight reporting period, the U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa shows about two-thirds of the region still in moderate drought, with remaining areas considered to be abnormally dry. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, January 28th, all of Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Grundy, Kossuth, and Winnebago counties are again rated in the D1 category for moderate drought. The southwest two-thirds of Chickasaw and Worth counties, southern three-quarters of Fayette County, southern two-thirds of Mitchell County, and southwest three-quarters of Clayton County are also in moderate drought, while the remaining areas of those counties are in the D0 category for abnormally dry. All of Allamaquis and Winnesheet counties, plus almost all of Howard County, are also rated as abnormally dry. Iowa State Treasurer Robbie Smith is working to return Purple Heart medals to Iowans after several years of them being unclaimed, including one possibly of a former Charles City resident. Smith hosted an event on Wednesday to return a Purple Heart found in a safety deposit box a bank turned over to his office as unclaimed property.
Took a lot of homework, and we finally tracked it down. We had been in possession of this for several years.
Gerald Hayes of Tama died in 2015, and the safety deposit box was his. Nancy Clark, his cousin, accepted the medal on behalf of the Hayes family. Still, it's unclear who that Purple Heart was awarded to because there was no paperwork in the safety deposit box where it was found. According to the obituary for Gerald Hayes, he spent most of his life in Tama and was buried in a cemetery in Pleasantville where he was born. Smith says his office has another Purple Heart in its possession and would like to return the medal to a relative as well.
This is a gentleman from Waterloo, and the name is Herman Eggers of Waterloo is who it was awarded to. So if there's a way we can help find the next of kin for that, we sure would appreciate it.
Papers found with that Purple Heart indicate Eggers served in the Korean War. According to a brief online obituary, Eggers died in a Waterloo nursing home in 2020 at the age of 91 and had formerly lived in Charles City. It was a second-place finish for New Hampton at the 2024 Class 2A State Baseball Tournament last summer. Despite the loss in the title game, the historic season earned Chickasaw's head coach Corey McDonald the Class 2A Northeast District Coach of the Year Award, presented earlier this month from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. McDonald says the honor reflects the season put together by his players.
I could talk forever about the 2024 Chickasaw baseball team, all the incredible side stories with each one of our players that made it such a special season. But that's what that award really means, just a recognition of just an outstanding season, and that's a result of just a team of guys that were very special and that I will never forget.
The IHSBCA also recognized New Hampton with the Northeast District True Pitch Diamond Award.
I get kind of emotional talking about this just because that honor recognizes the community of New Hampton. And when I say that, we're going back over a decade because we've done our renovation of our ballpark at Mikeson Park in different phases. I think this is 4 or 5 phases, whereas some communities do it all one shot, and that's really cool too. But for us, we just took it step by step by step.
McDonald also notes that New Hampton supporters have stepped up more than just financially to make those improvements.
Man, was I proud of our community because it's been so many people over so many years, and just the extraordinary amount of generosity that people have shown towards the different phases, not just monetarily, but also voluntary time and work. There's so many different hands that have had a place in this renovation to make this one of the best places in the entire state of Iowa. You know, what is it? 350 some odd ballparks, and ours is in that elite group. So again, it's just a great honor. I'm so proud.
Upgrades for the baseball facility at Michelson Park in New Hampton over the years include new grandstands, new dugouts, and an all-net backstop. A Charles City man has added another driving while barred arrest to his record, his eighth such charge within the past year and a half. Latest charge against 44-year-old Corey Stigney by Charles City Police came Sunday following a traffic stop near the intersection of Wisconsin and Sprigg Streets. In addition to DWB, an aggravated misdemeanor, Stigney was also cited for no SR-22 insurance, no liability insurance, and no registration card. Court records show that in 2024, Stigney was arrested for driving while barred on March 7th, March 20th, April 25th, May 3rd, and September 15th. With the March 7th, 2024 arrest, Stigney was also charged with possession of marijuana and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. One count of possession of methamphetamine was later dismissed. Stigney was scheduled for trial on all of those charges on February 13th in Floyd County District Court. However, on Friday, a plea hearing was set for March 13th. It's not known what charges Stigney will plead guilty to. In March of last year, Stigney pleaded guilty to driving while barred, plus possession of marijuana and meth from an October 2nd, 2023 arrest, with an October 12th, 2023 driving while barred charge dismissed. With that conviction, he was sentenced to 30 days in the Floyd County Jail. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.